This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Politics and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's
you mentioned sound? This report that's circulating out there. It's unconfirmed, but the Washington Post has a write-up of it as well. The classified report saying delivered to President Obama, President-elect Trump last week included a section summarizing allegations that Russian intelligence services had compromising material information on Trump's personal life and finances, according to U.S. officials, and that they only released stuff on Hillary Clinton. You know, I pressed Senator Warner on this earlier about the hacking and whether he thought somehow this made the election of Donald Trump illegitimate. And there wasn't a real answer. Are we getting closer to Democrats challenging this because of this information that you're hearing from U.S. officials?
I think that charge peters out. I think if you can't really advance that story, show evidence that it actually influenced the electorate, it's the story being repeated over and over again. I'm not sure it has broad appeal. But there's this new thing that there are reports that the Russian intelligence has stuff, damaging stuff on Donald Trump, personal and financial, being, I assume, leaked by our intelligence people. Now, what I've learned over the years in Washington is when you get these kind of spy versus spy leaks, you can't believe anybody because they're all lying and that's what they do for a living. So you never know which side is lying. But I think the very fact that this story has surfaced is the way for the CIA to be telling Trump, you mess with us, we have a lot of information, we can mess with you. So I see it as more internecine than I do a threat from the Russians. But it could be, who knows what's at the end of this yarn.
I'll tell you, what can you say? And of course, we're going to find out more about this. I mean, it's starting, you know, to be whipped up. CNN, BuzzFeed has put some stuff out there. You know, and I think Charles Krautheimer could be very well more right than wrong in saying that, you know, the CIA, the FBI, they have their ways to get back to you. And, you know, they're a powerful entity. And while Donald Trump is outside of the realm, he's not in the Oval Office yet. They can have their day. But look for more information to be coming out and more divisiveness, because there's going to be a house cleaning. There's no doubt there's going to be a house cleaning within the intelligence community. And as Michael Dougherty was referring to earlier in our conversation, that there are many good people in the ranks that have been exceedingly frustrated over the last years of this Obama administration, particularly because of this movement of political correctness. You know, there was a definitive party line, and whether or not the president is supposed to be involved with it or not, clearly he was, and was controlling the flow of information and how things were handled, whether you want to talk about Lois Lerner, whether you want to talk about Fast and Furious, whether you want to talk about, oh, yes, his attorney general, who also happened to be the first black attorney general in our country's history, Eric Holder, being indicted. I mean, he was indicted by Congress. I mean, it's amazing when you think about it. But, you know, the president would tell us that there's not been a scandal. Josh Earnest would tell us, his spokesman would say there's not been a scandal, and there's been hundreds of scandals. But, you know, these are the things that the people who love President Obama, they want to believe that false narrative. And you talk about fake news. That is the basis of what they want to understand and what they really believe in. And this is problematic because, you know, the ideal that our founding fathers had in terms of our First Amendment right was that we could speak freely so that we could arrive to the truth. But, boy, I'll tell you, the truth is being blocked in many ways, and I believe it is to our ultimate detriment, ladies and gentlemen. This is why this show is about pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, and we're in a very unique and independent position to be allowed to do that, and I'm grateful. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
America, Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, an honor to have you along with us as we join this good fight to get this country back on track. It's going to be a bottom-up movement, top-down. Top-down, as you know, is what got us into this mess. It's about we the people, but we the people need to stay engaged. Our job wasn't over on voting day in November. It continues now to hold those that we trusted with our vote to hold them accountable, to make sure they follow up on all their promises and all that they said that they would do on our behalf. Daniel Greenfield is with us, a showman journalism fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center, a New York writer focusing on radical Islam, a blogger and columnist born in Israel and living in New York City. Daniel, always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good. Always good to be on.
Well, Daniel, right off the bat, I wanted to get your read on what President Obama and John Kerry reinforced in stepping back and allowing the United Nations to do what they did and the 12 nations unanimously voting against Israel.
Well, they basically sold out Israel. They created a situation in which Israel's enemies will be able to pursue it far harder. And they sent a message to the United States does not have Israel's back anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was clear. And then John Kerry comes back with an hour-plus speech, 70 minutes to be more closer to the number, to reinforce what the president had to say. But meanwhile, I mean, almost forget about what he had to say because then he tried to, you know, make it seem like it was somehow okay. But you know, clearly what he did, as Benjamin Netanyahu pointed out, was that he stabbed him not in the back, but in the front.
Except, of course, there was also backstabbing because what Israel has said and what we increasingly know is that the Obama administration organized this resolution, but then they pretended that they weren't voting for it. They were just abstaining. So they wanted other countries to take the fall, and there was a negative response, not just from Israel, but from the UK, from Australia, who were disgusted by these tactics. Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have to wait on WikiLeaks or anybody else to break into some sort of email to find out what happened, that, you know, this was orchestrated, as you say, in the back door by this administration.
Indeed. The Israelis had really just kept their silence throughout the Obama years. There have been insults, there have been threats, there have been, I mean, the Iran nuke deal, there have been spying on Israel to prevent it from taking out Iran's nuclear weapons. But the Israelis had stayed quiet throughout all this, and really just this was already too much, and you had the Israelis actually speaking up and telling off Obama.
Yeah. Well, and then in addition to this, you've got the outrage by most of America, and along with our legislators, that are saying, hey, the heck with the UN. I mean, this needs to be reversed. And if they don't, let's take 22% of the UN's funding, and let's put it somewhere else, but no longer invest in the UN that is not going to be consistent, you know, with our values, certainly.
Yeah, and one of the things that most people were not really paying very much attention to was that even before Obama had pulled the stunt with abstaining from an anti-Israel resolution, he abstained from an anti-American resolution put forward by Cuba, denouncing the United States, and Samantha Power sat there and said that she could not vote against a resolution aimed at the United States. So the UN is anti-American, it's anti-Israel, and really this administration sold out America and Israel. There's really no reason for us to be a part of this organization because it's just a fundamentally anti-American organization that's opposed to our values, as you've said.
Well, it's amazing, Daniel. The president this week said that though he's leaving office, he wants to stay close to D.C. because he sees the next wave of community organizers and activists right there ready to take over the majority position and take full control of America. What do you say about his statement to that?
What he's planning to do with Organizing for America is he's not going to retire to Boca Raton. He's not going to spend a whole lot of time watching the sunlight move across the lawn. What he's going to do is get big into the community organizing business. He wants to create his own really massive organization that already has existed, using his brand that's going to control the Democratic Party and hopefully control America. So he is not really giving up on a third term in a sense. Obviously, he can't be reelected, but he would very much like to set the country's agenda.
Well, he's convinced that he is the one to do that. Said that Hillary Clinton lacked the spirit and the vision to carry on and pick up the baton and go forward with the progressive momentum that he put forth.
He's convinced that he's always been convinced that he's a unique genius. When he was asked by George Stephanopoulos about the Democratic Party being hollowed out, so many seats being lost, his response was, well, I couldn't be both community organizer and president. Now he can dedicate himself to being community organizer.
Well, for Israel now, the target has always been on Israel's back, but now it's as if the UN has given place for the Palestinians and others to come after Israel full force. What do you think the next move is, Daniel?
Well, the good news, obviously, is that there's a pro-Israel administration coming in. So these kinds of tactics, the message that Obama sent was really would have been far more effective under Hillary. Right now, he's a lame duck. Everybody knows it. They're going to take their shots, their target of opportunity shots. But sometimes they very well know that in quite a few days, it's over. Mm-hmm. The administration loses any control it has over the narrative. It no longer has the ability to set the tone. Now, some of the damage obviously has been done, especially when it comes to Israel. But at the same time, the Trump administration is certainly capable of reversing that damage, and it's begun doing that even before it takes.
But meanwhile, Daniel, what I'm concerned about, and of course this was pronounced here this week as well, where you have a Palestinian running over Israeli soldiers back and forth. You know, this kind of opens the gateway and justifies, I believe, although Benjamin Netanyahu believes that it was ISIS behind this, not just an errant Palestinian.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about that is this guy was supposed to be associated with ISIS, but the Palestinian Authority, which is the terrorist group, which is really the PLO, which is supposedly the government that's going to administer the Muslim part of the Palestinian state, the two-state solution, their people came out and cheered him on and called him a martyr. So they're cheering on ISIS. And it's insane that we're funding people who cheer on ISIS.
Exactly. And, you know, this is where, you know, having the hope, I guess, we say hope right now because he's not in charge of the Oval Office. He soon will be. But even on the international stage, whether it's Putin or Bibi Netanyahu, they're already looking past one Barack Obama. He is more than lame duck at this point, isn't he?
Very much so. So the way the British government reacted, the way the Israeli government reacted to the whole UN thing really shows that just there's a lot of resentment to Obama, and really the rest of the world does not. To whatever extent they pretended to take him seriously, they've stopped taking him seriously. So he's getting plenty of kicks on the way out. Also Australia, He's just picking fights with various countries in this kind of ridiculous situation where this Nobel Peace Prize winner comes out of office having picked fights with, just in his last month, with half the countries that are close allies of the United States.
Well, our conversation with Daniel Greenfield continues. Stay with us, America. It is just about 15 minutes.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Bill and I have been blessed, we're very grateful for the opportunities that we had, but we've never forgotten where we came from, and we've never forgotten the kind of country that we want to see for our granddaughter.
Get away.
It attracted donations from people, organizations from around the world, and I think that just goes to show that people are very supportive of the life-saving and life-changing work that's done here at home and elsewhere.
So they say, is a fruit of all evil today.
This is Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 19 after the top of the hour. Daniel Greenfield is with us, a showman journalism fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center. He's a New York writer focusing on radical Islam. Daniel, with the Trump administration, the deals that the outgoing president, President Barack Obama, made with Iran, I see the landscape changing quite radically and quickly. Here, how do you anticipate this playing out?
Well, first of all, obviously the money that Iran already has, including the over $1 billion that was shipped in unmarked cargo planes using foreign currency by the Obama administration, obviously that money is not coming back. Restoring sanctions is going to be difficult, but sanctions were never really going to be any kind of solution. So, and this is not just Iran, it's a problem with North Korea, obviously. Trump has made it clear he's not going to allow North Korea to be able to threaten the United States with nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. So there are a number of countries, really at the top of the dial, North Korea and Iran, that are developing nuclear weapons. These are hostile countries. These are countries that have sworn to destroy the free world. And something is going to have to be done to prevent them from actually being able to deploy nuclear weapons. And this is very much going to be a major foreign policy issue over the next 4 to 8 years.
Well, Dan, what do you make of the new report that Russia made a deal, just completed a deal with Iran to give them what they need in order to go nuclear a lot quicker than we thought?
This is really a sign of how insane the whole Iran deal was. There are still a whole bunch of secret clauses and separate side deals that we don't know about. The Trump administration said they're going to release all this information to Congress and to the American people for the very first time. But effectively, this deal is meaningless. It allows Iran to continue working on this nuclear program. This is just one of the insane aspects of it. It does not inhibit Iran in any meaningful way from developing its nuclear program. So it's a non-deal. It always was a non-deal.
Exactly. But meanwhile, we the people and the rest of the world, particularly the Middle East, are going to pay a big price. It emboldens Iran. The one thing that the President Obama had insisted on, it would not ignite an arms race. But, you know, how does it I don't know how he comes up with that logic, because the natural domino, the next domino to fall, is that Saudi Arabia and somebody else is going to, you know, pay to be weaponized. And now we've got nuclear proliferation. And what, do we just write that off to unintended consequences?
Well, the nuclear proliferation has very much already begun. The Saudis have begun investing in a nuclear program. They have co-sized Egypt, which has its own nuclear program that was somewhat defunct, but that's very much capable of being restarted. The nuclear proliferation is inevitable, and obviously you're going to have a nuclear arms race. You're going to have countries pointing nuclear weapons at each other, and if the bombs go off, it's not just going to stay in the Middle East, because you're going to do significant damage. Europe is certainly going to be affected. Really, a whole lot of the world is going to be affected. So, Obama came into office promising nuclear zero, that there would just be no more nuclear weapons in the world at all, and that he's creating more nuclear weapons.
Yeah, and then, of course, you've got, as we mentioned and alluded to a moment ago, Daniel, you've got Russia, you know, just excited because now they've got a major footprint into the Middle East because of the poor policies of the Obama administration and what has been known as leading from behind. Not only the Middle East, our allies there, of course, our number one ally, Israel, looks like they're going to be paying a heavy price for this.
They very much are. Unfortunately, Israel's security has significantly declined under the Obama administration because Obama made the Middle East far more unstable. The nuclear deal is just the latest incarnation of this. Russia is expanding its influence, and you now have Turkey and Russia basically dividing up Syria. Both of those countries are enemies of the United States. So none of this is good news for us.
Exactly. Well, no doubt it remains unstable, especially as you mentioned Turkey.
Turkey being invaded by ISIS from Syria, and they've been repeatedly attacked here recently.
Yes, so there's a whole lot of chaos that's spreading here. Obama promised he was going to stabilize everything. He's destabilized it instead. Mm-hmm. And the consequence of that is that there are going to be conflicts that are eventually going to drag us in. You know, we want to think that we can stay apart from this, we can stay away from this. The reality is, if a conflict gets far enough out of control, we have economic interests, we have political interests, we have Americans all over the region, the odds are it's going to drag us back in.
Exactly. And when we get drug in like this, then it's much more complicated, is what you're suggesting here. Daniel, one of your recent articles that you wrote about in Front Page Magazine is that you can't fight anti-Semitism without exposing Islamophobia as a lie, can you?
You can't, because really Islamophobia, the whole accusation, protects the Islamic claim that that they have a right to basically discriminate against people, that they have the right to commit violence against people who are non-Muslims, and high on the list of those people are Jews.
Yeah, exactly. And so here it is. They're running amok here. And meanwhile, the mainstream media here in this country is all complicit in this hoax, aren't they?
They are very much complicit in it.
Well, what do we do, Daniel? I mean, you bring up some good points here. You know, what can we do about it?
We have to challenge the kinds of lies that the media puts out there. We have to be able to say, as with the Iran deal, this is not going to create stability. It's not going to solve anything. It's going to make the problem worse. And we have a solid track record on our side of being right. We have to really make people aware of the fact that the left answers are not easy answers. They're not going to make the world a better place. We have to make some tough decisions if we actually want to live comfortably, if we want to avoid being dragged into wars every few years.
Well, but you have to have both sides looking at the you know, the same proposition here. And, you know, they say they both want peace, but the PLO wants peace at the expense of Israel. I mean, they want them fully eradicated. And, you know, I asked the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, the other day in our conversation, I said, do you believe that Barack Obama is consistent with the Muslim perspective that Israel should not exist, that Jews should not be in Israel? And he said, absolutely, unhesitatingly.
That's the kind of insane situation that we are dealing with. And as a matter of fact, at this point, the Palestinian Authority, the PLO, has refused to negotiate. You had Obama and Kerry basically negotiating on their behalf without even running it by them, and then blaming Israel when the whole thing collapses. To this point, the head of the Palestinian Authority has not actually run for re-election. He's on his, I believe, 10th year of his 4-year term.
Mm-hmm.
There's no interest in negotiating with Israel. They're just trying to destroy Israel any way they can. And, you know, we're subsidizing this. That has to change.
Yeah, without a doubt. And as you know, as noted in Front Page Magazine, is the UN is beyond reform. And it states that the D.C. isn't the only swamp our new president needs to drain. There's some serious adjustments that need to be made in the U.N. if the United States is going to have the support of we the people, Daniel.
They absolutely do. There's really no reason for us to remain in the U.N. There's no reason for us to keep repeating the same failed solutions that haven't worked before and that are never going to work. We need to look beyond the mistakes that the Obama administration made. We also need to look beyond some of the mistakes that previous administrations have made and turn the dial.
Well, they've tried time and again to exchange land for peace, but that has not been successful. And as you mentioned earlier regarding the massive shipment of uranium to Iran that could produce 10 nukes, this supposedly has been approved by President Obama. What does that tell you? Well, Daniel Greenfield, the Shulman Journalism Fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center, New York writer focusing on radical Islam, has been with us. You can go to Front Page Magazine for more information. Daniel Greenfield.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Every single day. Promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
I'll say, if we're going to make decisions, we want to make them based on the facts, right? Based on the truth, no matter where it leads us. And to that end, by the way, I'll give you a little preview notice that we're going to have an opportunity to talk with Dr. Del Tackett. And Dr. Del Tackett, little does he know, really changed my life. He is with Focus on the Family, did an incredible series called The Truth Project. And I highly recommend it. If you have not seen it, if your church, your Bible study, even if you feel like, hey, look, at you want little to do with faith and issues of faith, this is something that I highly recommend to you. I tell people in the spiritual context that his study and his presentation on the Truth Project is like a master's degree. It is just an excellent, excellent piece of work. And we're going to be talking with him in the coming weeks about a new film project that is going to be coming out, and he is heading that. So looking forward to talking with Dr. Del Tackett. Right now we're going to go overseas, and we're really blessed to have our next guest with us. He served in the German Army, the Croatian Defense Council during the Bosnian War, and with the Kosovo Liberation Army during the 1999 Kosovo War. He published a study about radical Islam in Kosovo. He has a university degree in law, currently working for a law firm in Pristina, Kosovo. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Roland Bartesko to Bill Martinez Live. Roland, how are you, sir?
Hello, Bill. Thanks a lot for having me on your show.
Hey, it is an honor to have you here, Roland, from where you sit. I mean, with all your experiences and what you have seen happening geopolitically, and with the new president, President-elect Trump, days away from taking office, what I am hearing, Roland, is the international community in many ways is welcoming back the leadership of the United States, which has been null and void, let's say, for the last 8 years.
Yeah, that's absolutely true what you're saying, Bill. Especially here in Kosovo, we We have been missing a clear, decisive American leadership for the last 8 years. That is absolutely true. And we are looking forward to the new president. And congratulations on your new president. And let's see what's happening.
Well, Roland, you know, people here in America are a bit confused in terms of America's role. Everybody has a critical role to play in this geopolitical process and around the world, dare I say. The United States, as a superpower and a leader of the free world, an example to others, you know, for so many years, you know, when it steps out of its role, a void exists. And as we know, a void will not last long. And now you've got Russia saying thank you very much. You've got ISIS stepping in. You've got other bad players, China, exercising their muscle, all to have their way and influence, not only within their areas, but throughout the world, but particularly in the Middle East, which seems to be more of a hot spot than ever.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. That's what's happened. I mean, if there's a void, and there are many people that say, and I agree with that, that ISIS wouldn't have happened if there wouldn't have been a void of power in Iraq at that time. You know, the Americans, they went in, pulled out much too early, and then there was a vacuum of power, and ISIS, they took advantage of that situation. That's true.
Well, Roland, Russia, as we know, is welcoming a larger footprint and influence in the Middle East. They had it once before, lost it when the United States stepped in. Is there a possibility, with the United States stepping forward, that Russia would step back a bit? I mean, they don't give up influence easy. They certainly have entrenched and are making headway, whether it's in Syria, or certainly with Iran, and this new announcement of a deal that was made for an exchange of uranium, which is very problematic. But do you see Russia backing off and kind of going back into its turtle shell?
I don't think they will go back into their turtle shell, like you say. But, of course, if there's a strong America, they have to recognize that, you know. And they will not continue like they are doing now, you know, not only in the Middle East, but there are problems at the Baltics and our allies in Poland, for example. They are very, let's not say scared, but they are... they see the situation, they see that America has withdrawn, and they're not very, very happy with the situation now. And I think if there is a strong America, that of course Putin has to recognize that, and they can't continue like that. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, Russia isn't really as big as it seems to us now, you know. If Russia seems so big now because America seems so small, because they haven't done anything, you know.
Exactly.
But, yeah, and I think that can change very quickly, you know.
Roland, what do you see happening ultimately here in Syria? I mean, we see the footage, it's almost like, you know, what's left but rubble there. It is really heartbreaking to see what's going on in Syria. But from your perspective, what do you see, you know, what do you see happening in Syria over the next 5 years, if they can last that long?
Yeah, I think my personal opinion for Syria is that with the help of Russia, that Syria is practically lost. I don't think that the forces America supported in Syria, that they have the strength to gain any terrain. You know, I think from a military point of view, the game is over. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, and I think the attention in NATO or in Europe is already shifting away from Syria, you know. Now that Aleppo fell, and that you see that the Assad forces with Russian backing are on the march forward, it's. I think in 2 years we won't talk anymore about Syria. We will talk about maybe the Baltics or Poland or some new situations which will evolve in the coming years, you know.
So
it's basically over.
So, as far as you see it, Assad in Syria just goes away?
No, but I mean, there's nothing you can do. America is not a player now, and now I think it's too late to become a player. You know, I don't think there's anything they can do, you know. I mean, we have to be realistic, you know. We cannot send troops. You cannot send troops to a place if there's nobody there. I mean, if there's no host nation there, or there's no government there, if there are just some rebel groups, there's really not much that you can do, you know.
So what is it? It just reduced to a wild frontier there? It's just a no man's land, a no-go zone that's controlled by, whatever remains of Assad's government and Russian influence? Is that what you see happening?
No, I think that Assad will take his country back. Mm-hmm. I think that's what will happen. You know, that might not all the parts. I mean, the Kurds, they will have their own region, and it might be divided, the country, with a big part of the country will be for Assad, and another small part will be with the Kurds, and then maybe another part for any other factions. But in the end, I think there will be some, the major fighting is over. You know?
This is almost like Iraq all over again, isn't it?
Yes, of course. Yes. Without America.
Yeah, I mean, how sad to see all this coming down. So with the president-elect taking over the Oval Office, you're very optimistic with the Trump administration. You have an opinion on his wife, our new first lady. Boy, she's quite a beautiful woman, very talented, and I think she's going to be a real special first lady for the United States that will translate well universally. What do you think?
The good thing about her, or what we really like here, is that, you know, she comes from Slovenia.
Yes.
Which is just around the corner.
Yeah.
You know? So, actually, Kosovo and Slovenia, 20 years ago, we were in one state. It was called Yugoslavia.
Uh-huh.
And the people in Kosovo, they always had a very good relationship with the Slovenes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole disintegration of Yugoslavia actually started in Kosovo with a miner strike, which was then supported by Slovenia, and then Slovenia broke up as the first republic from Yugoslavia. So when you see the history, it's very we have a very close connection.
Relation, without a doubt. Well, we got to go to break right now, Roland. We'll be right back.
No,
more from Roland Bartesco on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
To lose you, really lose you. I'm gonna have to lose myself. I'm gonna have to lose myself. No matter how long it'll hurt like this. When I tell you to be a part of the lips, I gotta go crazy.
Well, Jackie Evancho is going to perform at the inauguration. She's not waylaid and influenced by all this political correctness and the pressure by these Hollywood celebs and other entertainers that say, you know, how dare you support, you know, Donald Trump? Well, you know, wait a minute. This is the United States of America. You know, we got to get beyond ourselves of thinking it's about the Republicans and Democrats if we're going to get this country back on track, and we're not going to waste a lot of resources. I mean, you think of the trillions of dollars that we invest in this country and how much is wasted over bickering and all this counter influence. All for what reason? For what reason? Just so Chuck Schumer can say Donald Trump can forego his votes and ignore the people that voted him into office and come and agree with the Democrats so that he can have a kumbaya party? Come on, let's get real here. Let's be about the people's business. That's what it's all about. Roland Bartesco is with us, served in the German Army. He was a paratrooper. We were just talking off air that he was what the United States would call special forces. They don't say special forces. In Germany, they say expanded skills for special operations, which is quite a mouthful. You know, and we're talking about, you know, one of the reasons why ISIS has been able to get away with so much, and that is because of the process, the military process these days. You've got warriors, you've got generals on the field of battle. They see a problem. They see what needs to happen. But, Roland, they're not allowed to fire a bullet until they go up chain all the way to the Pentagon, if they can get a hold of the right person, to see if it's okay to engage the enemy. Though there is the enemy, regardless of what they've done. No wonder ISIS is laughing at us, because they know that's the way the United States approaches things, and this is not the way to fight a war.
Absolutely. I mean, they're taking advantage of this situation. Absolutely. Maybe something will change now. I mean, you will have a Marine as Secretary of Defense. And,
exactly.
You must be happy with this guy, and I'm sure he will do something, you know, because he knows the situation from the ground. He was there, And I'm sure that there will be some changes in the tactics, and maybe less lawyers, less politicians involved, less political analysts involved, and it should be a pure soldier thing. It should be a military affair.
I think when they look at this, Roland, and I know you can appreciate this, is they're going to go back historically and look when civilians were introduced in a big way, and that was during Vietnam, and what a fiasco and mess that was. And since then, the United States cannot seem to get their act together to figure this out. But now that we have a chief executive officer in the office, in the Oval Office, and we've got the strength of these flag officers, as you mentioned, I think we've got a lot of potential to square this away. And that is, I mean, I'm as much of a hawk as this, is that when you go to war, you got to let the generals and the military people do what they do best. They break things. They go and they conduct war in order that the enemy will say, okay, can we talk? And, you know, you guys are damaging. You're breaking up way too much stuff, so we need to talk. And that's what brings them to the bargaining table. I don't know any other way to do it. And certainly the way we've been executing, I say we, the United States, since Vietnam, is just antithetical to the process of winning a war.
Yeah, absolutely. You saw what Jim Mattis, he said that himself. He said from the last five major engagements that the United States had since World War II, four were an absolute disaster. You know?
Yes.
So, and what I liked that he was talking about the Powell Doctrine or Weinberger Doctrine, you know, that before you engage in a place, you should ask yourself some question about is it a vital interest for the national security of the United States? Do we have an exit strategy? Do we have clearly attainable objectives and things like that, you know? And this wasn't always the case, you know? So, and I think The only war that he said where all this has been done correctly was the Desert Storm, you know, which was very, very swift, you know. They had a lot of forces. They went in, they had a clear objective, and then they went out, you know.
Exactly.
And now, after $6 trillion spent in Afghanistan and Iraq and 5,000 American soldiers killed, and there's still no end in sight. It's absolutely a disaster.
Well, this is what you get when you conduct warfare the way we've been doing it. You think somebody would call the question. I'll guarantee you Donald Trump will call the question, and General Mattis as well as Mike Flynn. And maybe we can get down to fighting war the way you're supposed to. Not that you want to go to it, but if you got to go, then, you know,
you got
to win. But, Roland, another comment before we get into the other topic I want to talk about in terms of life changing lessons that you have to share with us is, there's been a lot of controversy about the United Nations after the vote against Israel. Many here in this country, many want the United Nations out. For all the money the United States invests in the United Nations, I mean, for the most part, you got all these people coming that don't like America. And we're supporting, 20% of its existence just to get kicked in the teeth. And of course, what they just did to Israel, supported by our outgoing president, Barack Obama, no doubt. Many are saying, hey, look, just get the UN out of here. Let's send them. And you're saying Kosovo would be, you'd put out the welcome mat for the United Nations, right?
No, thanks. No. Actually, we rather prefer some detainees from Guantanamo Bay to come here than the United Nations, because
right.
They are worse. I mean, I can tell you from my own experience, the Kosovo after the war in 1999 was run by a so-called United Nations mission in Kosovo. So that was an absolute disaster. I mean, we wasted much time here, and to be honest, when you talk to United Nations officials, there half of them are criminals, and the other half of them, they are idiots. And also, it's really the worst international organization that exists. And no thank you. Thanks for the offer. But no thanks. We don't want them here. We had them, and it was a disaster, honestly.
Don't forget that
Russia, China, they have a big influence, and all the African nations, you know, because it's one country, one vote in the United Nations Assembly. So the vote of Somalia has the same weight as the vote of the United States.
I figure. Right. How does that make sense? Exactly. Well, as a expanded skills for special operations military man, you learn some lessons along the way, and you write about it, four life-changing lessons in mental strength that you learned in special forces. You say boot camps and selection courses are designed to wipe out the mentally weak candidates. Unfold your premise more for us, if you would.
Okay, I mean, many people, they think boot camp is just about the physical thing. I mean, you know, you were in boot camp.
Yes.
And honestly, if you are a physically fit person, you won't have too many problems. I mean, and the really objective of a boot camp is really to test your mental strength, you know? Because in the end, it's a mental question. If everybody is tired after a 30-kilometer run, you know? And then it's a question in your head, if you continue or not, you know? So that's what boot camps are all about. And in a way, it's a selection procedure that only people with mental strength, mentally strong people pass the boot camp, you know, and after that join the special forces, you know. And after these people are in the special forces, there's no need anymore to test their mental strength, but to build it up even more, that these people will become even more resilient. And they have a special, they have special methods to do that. They have special training methods. They raise your group spirit so that every special forces member knows that he is the best. I mean, they bolster their ego, they tell you, they motivate you. This is one important thing. Then there's a trust thing that you know you can trust your comrades. Mm-hmm. You know you trust the bodies you have in your world. This is also, this will come back to your mental strength. You know, you will be much stronger mentally in combat when you know that the guy behind you, you can trust him 100%. When you know you are the best, the biggest MF on the battlefield, you know, there's so much stronger than you. And then, of course, it's also about peer pressure. Because you know that yourself. Yeah, every special forces soldier, he has this attitude, this cool attitude that nothing can break me. And in the end, it's a little bit, you know, fake it and you make it. You know?
You make because it, right, exactly.
You see that? Because you can't allow yourself, when you are with your buddies, you can't allow yourself to show any stress, you know, because this will be they won't appreciate that. So the end, you, even if you fake it, in the end this is some kind of psychological mechanism. Even if you fake it, in the end it will be the end result that you're really a mentally strong person. It will help you. Only telling yourself that you're mentally strong will help you to become a mentally strong person.
Yeah, the end result, as you say, is everybody is calm and level-headed, and they continue on with the mission that is before them. That is what makes you strong and effective. And as you go through the process and you continue to be successful to that end, then it gives you even more confidence and more calm, no doubt. Roland Bartesco, who served in the German Army as a paratrooper as well, the Croatian Defense Council during the Bosnian War, with the Kosovo Liberation Army during the 1999 Kosovo War. Roland, thank you so much for being with us. Be safe. Appreciate it. 2 minutes before the top of the hour.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August, who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm